This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to the greatest hour of your life. Good morning. It's K-Rock on the Prequen. Thursday, we are Klein Alley Show. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. New listeners, repeat listeners, thank you for that. Some of you have been with us from the very beginning. Others just discovering the show or making the move. Finally had a toxic relationship with another morning show, and you have stumbled into this land. Well, you'll either love or hate us. Give us 3 days. Take the three-day challenge. Decide for yourself. Right now is a great chance to bribe you to listen because we have Disneyland tickets for you.
I love Disneyland.
Disneyland. People love Disneyland. Jake sang it a lot less today after getting shamed yesterday on the goat line where the woman said that she can't stand the way Jake says Disneyland.
But this show will make you self-conscious about things you didn't know you were self-conscious about.
Sure. Happens to us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, some people really stand by Jake.
This is a drunken message for the lady who's upset about Jake and his little Disneyland deal. She's been listening for a year. Okay. That's cool.
This guy has been listening for...
Mr. Personality.
This is your defender, Jake. I would be careful. You only have certain people that are defending you, and most of them kind of sound like that guy.
You need your allies. Try and keep them.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You got a woman attacking you.
This guy needs to go to Disneyland.
This guy... Oh, boy. This person is also defending you, I believe. Let me see here. Hold on. This person thinks Jake's funny.
Okay. I don't know why everyone's seeing Jake today, all right? I'm tired of people...
This is another one of Jake's defenders. This guy's got a terrible phone.
I'm not saying he's hilarious. He's kind of funny.
See, that's one of your defenders. You're kind of funny from a bad cell phone. So that guy's... You don't have a lot of defenders. That's my point.
Got any others?
Nope. That's it.
But you know what?
Oh, you do have a child.
He wanted to make it very clear, even though you could barely hear a word he was saying, that you are not hilarious.
Right. That part.
But are mildly amusing.
Yeah, that part we actually could hear pretty clear through his bad phone.
He said, hilarious!
I'm not saying he's hilarious.
Kind
of funny.
You do have one supporter that we have in a crystal clear tone, and this is a child that is calling to defend you.
I love Disneyland whenever Dick says it. Don't mute him. Thanks. But
don't mute him, according to a child. So you do have one child that is defending you, Jake.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Well, let's go ahead and give away some tickets right now. Yeah, shall we? We got not one, not two, not three, but four tickets. You can win them four different times today on K-Rock, including at 6 and 3 and noon and right now. And we say good morning to Armando. Good morning, Armando.
I'm going to Disneyland.
You're going to Disneyland. Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So awesome. All you had to do is wake up, put on K-Rock, call at the right time, get through, and here you are now on your way to Disneyland. Congratulations.
I totally appreciate this for my family. Thank you, guys.
Do you have exactly two kids and a wife sort of situation, or are you going to have to play favorites and leave one of the kids at home?
Actually, someone has to stay home, but we'll just have to buy a ticket.
All right. I would love to watch that happen.
Or pretend one of them's three. Figure it out.
That's right. Yeah, they got a mustache, kid, but you're three. Stick with it. Hold on. Omar, I haven't even seen it yet. What are you talking about?
So there's this post of Vanessa talking about all the crap you bring into the office on Instagram, and she's like on her tippy toes trying to talk into that microphone that's in her office. She looks like such a child.
The one that sits on her desk?
Yep.
Hey, Vanessa, would you be opposed to giving blood for some sort of a DNA test where we can actually...
I'm 34, guys. I've been on this earth for a long time. I have gray hairs. I dye my hair.
Yeah, you dye your hair gray.
Yeah,
yeah. This a Fulham.
She wants to look older.
I've been on this world a long time.
So you're
I don't age. Vanessa, I'm 124.
Vanessa, you're refusing to submit to a DNA test so we can figure out what your actual age is?
I don't want to get blood out if I don't have to for a ridiculous reason. I'm 34.
I don't know.
I've been in this country for 24 years.
Have
so
you seen this video of you talking into the microphone?
You're on your tippy tiptoes.
You don't look like
right
an adult
now,
at all.
Right now, you're watching YouTube
stream.
It's
because the desk is just high. I'm just
short. It's not a high desk.
It's a desk.
It's actually a child's desk. We borrowed that from a school.
I wanted to do standing desk in that moment.
You know when you visit your old elementary school and everything was super tiny? It's like the toilets are all short and everything.
Yeah, but every desk for her is a standing desk.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. She was all excited. She got a standing desk.
Woohoo! They gave me a standing desk. And they're like, it's just a desk.
Someone tell her that's a nightstand. Well, Vanessa, listen, the reality is I know you claim that you're 34. But you also said that there was some fuzzy math that went on around your birth, right?
No fuzzy math. Making up stories over here. Right. I was born May 4th, 1991, in Colombia, Medellin, and I'm freaking 34.
Wow.
And you know, because I say frickin'.
Yeah, right. All right. Well,
I swear.
If you don't believe, you check out the YouTube right now, streaming right now on YouTube. You can watch.
You can see the upper half of her face.
You can see just the top quadrant.
That's because the computer's really high. They make all these things.
Oh, my God. The computer?
Vanessa.
The computer is so high.
You're saying, just so you know, you've said the desk is too high, the computer is too big.
When I'm sitting, the camera doesn't reach me.
This is the same person who spilled her sippy cup all over her high chair in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's right. And the bartender had to make her a new drink, and she was drinking... What were you drinking? Like apple juice or something?
No. What was I drinking? An espresso martini.
Right.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
All right. Well, we've definitely had a
child. That's a grown-up's drink.
I'll have what a 34-year-old would have.
alcohol, please.
If anyone out there has also accidentally hired a child and you are convinced you have a child that is infiltrated and works for you, we need to hear from you because we're not sure what to do next.
I think the company should get sued for child labor.
They're going to have to. I mean, it really is kind of remarkable.
You don't think there's a chance, Vanessa, that maybe there was some kind of a switcheroo and maybe your age wasn't properly verified?
No switcheroo.
Because that's what happened with Atalia Grace, where it was like, oh, I'm from the Ukraine, and everyone thinks that I'm 9, but I'm actually, you know, older than that. And then it ended up being that she was a certain age that she never knew she was because of the adoption process getting into the U.S.,
Zero switcheroos. I have a birth certificate with my...
So did she.
Only a child wouldn't know how to sing Bohemian Rhapsody. And when I play these clips...
At this point, you're bullying me for having an accent and not being able to pronounce all words. And because I'm short.
We should have asked her to sing Wheels on the Bus.
I bet you she could
crush
that. Yeah,
she would knock that out of the park.
You know Wheels on the Bus, Vanessa?
No.
You don't?
Oh, she
does. No, I don't.
She doesn't want to sing it.
Oh, hey. You can sing it crisscross applesauce.
I don't know that one either.
Smart. I see what she's doing. Smart. She's playing dumb.
No habla. Got it.
Yeah, it's good. All right.
Next
day
on the aisle tray.
By the way, a lot of happy belated birthdays for Vanessa. Hey, what do you say after the show today? We go get some lunch at Chuck E. Cheese, Vanessa.
I mean, I do like their pizza.
Oh, you know who's never said that? Anyone over the age of 10.
Okay, people
ever.
Have been to Chuck E. Cheese like their pizza. Come on.
If you'd like to join us for the return of Freeway Feud, we're going to try to prove which freeway in Southern California reigns supreme. You have to be currently on a freeway right now and have a working horn on your car. If you got those two things going for you, you could win a prize from us just by calling now 800-520-1067. The return of the Freeway Feud is next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. There can only be one freeway that reigns supreme, and there are people all over the phones now representing. I mean, I see 405, 105, 210, the 110.
Do you feel loyal to your freeway?
710. I have pride for 101. I do.
I kind of do too, even though there's a lot of crap that happens on the 101.
I don't know why. And when I lived at the, when I used to live at the armpit of the 101 and the 405, and I lived right there, right in where Encino hits Sherman Oaks. And right. I kind of, with the intersection, I would hear a freeway, I would hear choppers every single night of my life when I lived there. But I would always, even if I had to go in a way, like eventually I'd have to end up on the 405, I would sometimes just cruise on 101 for a little bit to get to it, even if it took me a little longer. I don't know why. To me, that is the California freeway. I think some people would argue it's 405. 101 speaks more to me.
Yeah. I remember when they were working on the Median project, and I was like, go 101. You glow up.
I like 134. But I hate the 5. You know, I always hated the 5. Well, never like the 5.
I hate the 210 the most because it just sucks. Every time we're on it, I'm like, this freeway is god-awful. Well, right, Omar?
Omar's not going to say anything bad about
the
210.
Come on, Omar. 210 by Rancho Cucamonga.
I actually don't mind the 210. It's way better than the 10 freeway just because the 10 freeway, it seems like it needs to be worked on constantly.
Yeah. There's some that are like always falling apart.
That is I don't know why there are some that feel like they've never had one additional thing done to them and they're fine. There's others that they are paving and constantly repaving around
the
clock.
That's the 10, man.
Always a work in progress.
Well, it's the freeway feud, which means in a moment we will talk to two people on two completely different freeways. You will hopefully be rooting for the person that's currently on your freeway because bragging rights is what it's all about. We haven't done this in a while, but the last time we did the freeway feud, the current reigning champion freeway in all of Southern California, this goes all the way back to October of 2024. That was the last time we did this.
Wow.
And the 73 South is the reigning champion. Congratulations. It's time for the freeway feud.
Hello, America. And welcome to the only game where your car horn can make you king of the freeway. This is Freeway Feud. And here is your host, Klein Harvey.
Welcome to the Freeway Feud as we look to represent the best of the best when it comes to our freeway system. Some argue it's the worst in the world. I would argue it is the best when it is fully functional, which is usually only during Coachella weekends. Yeah. But all other times, we have figured out a way to fill up each and every freeway on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I remember when I first moved here, I was like, well, there's so much traffic on all the freeways. I should just take all the side streets.
Yep.
And everyone was like, no, it's actually better. And people are used to sitting on the freeway. It's comforting.
Let's say hi to David right now. David, what freeway are you currently on?
What's going on? I'm on the 5 North.
5 North? Let us hear your horn right now, please. That's a great horn right there. Is that a truck?
It sure is.
All right. I like that. A truck contestant. If you know the answer or would like to buzz in, you must hit your own horn. That is the rule of the game. And you will be battling a completely different contestant that is currently sitting on another freeway. Let's say hi to Victor. Hey, Victor, where are you right now?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm on the 405 right now.
405, which direction?
We can hear it in your voice.
We could have guessed that.
Going 405 north.
Let me hear your horn, please.
All right, here it goes.
Oh, it's old-timey sounding.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a weaker horn. You must be Bluetoothing it. Hold on.
Hey, I have a peanut allergy.
That horn definitely has a peanut allergy. Hold on one second. That's Victor. Let me just see another contestant that could be potentially better suited. Let me see how to Jose listening to us. Jose, what freeway are you on right now? Good morning.
I'm on the 110 LA South.
Nice.
110 South. Let me hear your horn, Jose.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to go with Jose. Sorry, Victor.
No, that's like a Karen horn.
No offense, but we got Jose. And once again, David, let me hear your horn. Jose, your horn. If you're currently being honked at in traffic right now and are wondering why the a-hole behind you is honking, don't worry. They're just playing a stupid game on K-Rock.
I love that David, every time he buzzes in, is going to terrify the car next to him.
It's great. All right. We got three categories. We asked 5 people in the halls of K-Rock these questions. And we have the top answers on the board. The first question is, name a food that even if you don't know how to cook, you can still make.
Mm.
No one is buzzing in.
Hmm. Seems to be the theme of the day.
Name a food that even if you don't know how to cook, you can still make.
Tuna.
Hold on. Ah! Hold.
Let's just pull that clip because that is that's Pride Month that's in a nutshell.
That's Allie's mating call right there. It's two horns.
Beep beep tuna. I am with you, Jose.
Follow. Jose, you are the first to buzz in. What is, I assume you're going to go with your guess of tuna?
Yeah, tuna.
All right, show me tuna. Oh!
Tuna show is, me tuna.
Show. That is, that's what we say every time Allie gets to work. That is not, unfortunately, on the board, which means, David, you have a chance to steal. David, would you like to buzz in?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David. Name a food that even if you don't know how to cook, you can still make.
I'm going to go with pizza.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, if you put it in the oven, frozen pizza, I get where he's coming from.
It's not on the board as well. Well, that is sad. Jose, you could potentially try to steal this by giving us any other guess.
Sandwich?
Show me sandwich.
You could also go with tuna again.
Maybe it's
I'm not opposed
second.
To that.
All right, for a chance, this will be the last guess you get, David. Then I will just reveal the five answers. Keep in mind, we asked five people that work here at K-Rock, so maybe they're not even great answers. But go ahead, final guess, David.
Lasagna.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's so complicated.
People that do
Vanessa's like, David.
People that do
that. Ay, Dios mío, David.
All right, the number five answer was toast. I mean, you guys are thinking too difficult. Four was cereal. Three was hot dog.
Do you guys understand the question?
Two was pasta, and number one was eggs. These are like the easiest foods that any idiot can make. But that's okay, guys. The Freeway Feud, believe it or not, has another round.
Hello, America. And welcome to the only game where your car horn can make you king of the freeway. This is Freeway Feud. And here is your host, Klein Harvey.
This is a better question for these two guys, I think.
Do we have to play that again?
I just think we had to play it from the beginning again. Okay. I think people enjoy it.
Let's do a reset.
We're going to reset the entire game. Jose, once again, let's hear your horn so we know if you chime in first. They're good at hitting their horns. I'll give
they
them
are.
That. And David, your horn, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, here we go. Top three answers are on the board now. Name something that is illegal, but most people have probably done it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Victor?
Victor's not
David,
playing,
sorry,
Allie. That was
David.
Yes, David. You honked first. Go ahead.
Petty theft.
Show me petty theft. Petty theft is on the board. Stealing was on there, but it is not the number one answer. So, Jose, you have a chance to steal this round and some bragging rights for your freeway. Go ahead.
Smoking weed?
Smoking weed. I will give him credit. Number one answer is drugs. Drugs.
Wow, you're giving him credit for that.
I am, because weed at some point was illegal, and depending on where you do weed, it is illegal. So there is only one more answer on the board. Let's see if David can clean it out. Excuse me, Jose, if you can clean it out. Go ahead, Jose. One more guess. What do you got? Name something that is illegal, but most people have probably done it. You could be doing it right now.
Jaywalking.
Show me jaywalking. I don't think jaywalking is on the board. Show me jaywalking. Not on the board. Only one strike, though. You have two more guesses. You control this round. So go ahead. Give me two more guesses. Something illegal. You could be doing it right now.
On the phone?
What?
On the phone and driving.
There you go. You've done it.
Hardest tool in the shed.
Congratulations. We don't even have to go to a third round. I cannot believe we're saying this now, but the 110 South is currently the greatest freeway in all of Southern California, courtesy of its new spokesperson, Jose. Jose, would you like to give an acceptance speech on behalf of your freeway? Go ahead.
Yeah, the 110 South. Shout out to the Tigers. Let's go.
Let's go. This man reigns
supreme.
Let's
go. Seriously, let's go.
Let's go. This man coined the phrase, beep, beep, tuna, and now he is a champion on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, well, you can't win them all. Let's get into the takeaways from today's show. And then we'll be back tomorrow for an all-new Friday show, complete with your Disneyland tickets and a whole bunch more. I don't even know where to begin, Allie. We have a lot that we covered. I can't even believe as I'm reading these takeaways on the text line now, how many dumb things were said on today's show? It was no shortage. And not only by us. I mean, a lot of them were said by us, but callers as well. Things we listen to from the news, Justin Bieber, so many dumb things.
We should put up one of those signs that they put up in like warehouses, like it's been this many days since an injury happened.
Oh, man.
But like for dumb things.
We'd have to change that sign quite often. Or it would just sit up there, zero days since we've done something stupid on the show. Takeaways from today's show before we get out of here. Turn it over to Nicole Alvarez, who brings with her 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock and more Disneyland tickets again at noon. And then win them with the great Kevin Ryder at 3 and at 6. Lots of chances for you to go to Disneyland. Giving away a total of 16 tickets a day every day this week. So hopefully you get yours coming up later this morning or this afternoon here on K-Rock. All right, what do we got?
818, my takeaway is Klein's memoir is called Too Ugly to Kill.
Too Ugly to Kill. I will be working on that book. I don't know when. I'll have time, but eventually I will write it.
818, my takeaway is Cap.
Cap. Johnny told me to say it. Cap. If you don't know what we're talking about, I recommend you check out the complete show, available wherever you get your podcast. Download, subscribe, and comment. We've read quite a few comments, and you guys don't understand the impact these make. If you listen to the show, even if you're leaving a negative review, we still thoroughly enjoy those. The positive ones are fine, and thank you. We'll take any reviews we get, but it means a lot if you could follow, subscribe, wherever you get your podcast,
really
Klein
Alley
Show. That must be beep beep tuna.
Yeah, that came through a lot from 831 beep beep tuna. 626, I'm hungry like a gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
And 562, my takeaway is introducing the new amphibian, the alligator.
That's right.
And if it be dupes and it doesn't charge you, it's free.
That's what we learned during El Cheapo today. All right, what's your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
I'm a big fan of Pope stuff.
Pope stuff. It's very popular with our least favorite influencer who called, returned to the show today. People really do hate that woman still. Allie, your takeaway?
My takeaway is watch out for token diggers.
Yeah. Whoa, what'd you say?
You said it earlier in the show.
Cancel
instead of
out.
Gold diggers?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's true. I believe that my virtual girlfriend is nothing more than a token digger, and I don't like it.
Out of context, that sounds hugely problematic.
It does seem like an issue, but please listen to the complete show and before you judge us.
We promise.
Omar, you got a takeaway?
I don't have something. I inhaled something right now.
Okay, great. Smart. Have a great day. Do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, the GOAT line is open for you now, 844-956-GOAT. Final takeaway, Allie loves a big cavity. There you go. All right, goodbye. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.